Kia ora and welcome to Emirates Podcast, episode 264. Today is Monday, September 19, 2011. Today's episode was recorded earlier today. It was my show in the Pride 48 podcasting extravaganza, where there were several shows that were broadcast live from shared facilities in Las Vegas, and then about a dozen shows that were presented normally, as we've done in years past, including mine. I'll be back hopefully later this week, or at least in my next show, I will be back to regular programming. But right now, here's my show from Pride 48 for this year. And we're on the air. Welcome. My name is Arthur. I'm a gay American now living in New Zealand. And this is Amarins, my personal journal podcast, but the live version is somewhat different. Big Fatty says that we should talk about our shows and what we do. And I will do that first. But my main thing today is that I have a very special guest joining me today. And I don't think that many people will want to be missing that in a few minutes. So what is going on here this show, is the last of the non-Vegas podcasts. And naturally, my dog has to make an appearance. It wouldn't be an Amarins podcast if the dog didn't bark. Anyway, my podcast is about me, a gay American now living in New Zealand. I moved here in 1995 to be with my partner, and on my podcast, I talk about New Zealand, about life in New Zealand, politics, culture, whatever about New Zealand. I also talk about being an expat and some of the realities associated with being an expat. An expat is somebody who lives outside of their native land. To answer any questions in advance of any new listeners, I am still an American citizen. I vote in presidential and congressional elections as an expat American. I am also a citizen of New Zealand and have a passport for this country as well. So I have been here 16 years now, and I've probably covered every moment of that on my podcast. No, I'm kidding. It's not like that. I haven't had guests in a while. I've had a few, but I have not had many in recent months, as my regular listeners know, and I do really want to get back to that. But I've also had some issues lately trying to, get a regular schedule on my podcast going again. But I certainly hope to be doing that soon. Now, as I said, this is the last of the the last of the non-Vegas podcasts. And it's sort of appropriate that I should take that slot because I coordinated the non-Vegas part of Pride 48 this year. And let me tell you, it was a heck of a lot easier than it was last year trying to coordinate 48 continuous hours of programming. And it was a bit like herding cats last year. This year it was completely different, and everyone was very helpful in getting everything sorted in advance and making sure that they were all ready to go. Now, I started podcasting in 2006, which was nearly 5 years ago. It was relatively early in 2006. 5 years ago, this past week, I launched my blog, which oddly enough is called Amarins, and then about 6 months later, I started podcasting. I started by listening to a podcast that's now defunct called The Gay Expat, which is by Jeffrey Taylor, who at the time was living in London. Paris. London, Paris, whatever. And so that was where it started. And through him, I heard about This Boy Elroy. And on This Boy Elroy, I heard about Archer. And I thought, I wonder what that's about. So I listened to that, and that was actually the main inspiration. That podcast was the main inspiration for me starting my own, because I liked the way he did it. I liked his group shows. And so I launched my own podcast. And the same week, I think it was, that I did my first podcast, I was on an Archer group show. And then after that, I was on Ramble Redhead. And the rest, as they say, is history. But those are some of my inspirations for getting started as a podcaster and why I started doing that and why I started to do this whole thing. Originally, I thought that my podcast would be an extension of my blog. Well, somewhat, but it didn't really quite work out that way. But I am going to be bringing in the mystery caller in a moment. And I'm just letting the mystery guest know that I'm about to do that. I said that I would mention it first, because with a 7 or 8 second delay, to make sure that my mystery guest is ready. And I will call now, and hopefully, oops, I am not hijacking yet, so let me do that.
Hello.
Hello, mystery guest.
I don't think anybody recognizes my voice anymore.
Probably not. For those who don't know, my mystery guest is the podcaster formerly known as Archer.
That is correct.
Welcome. Hi, back Arthur. To the Podosphere.
It's nice to be here.
It's been nearly a year since we last heard you.
Think so. Yeah, I think it's been more than a year, actually.
Yes, it. Time does fly, doesn't it?
It does. It certainly does. But listen, you have to calm down. You sound very nervous.
No, I was actually trying to make sure that I got all my ducks in a row before I launched the call. I got a message from Daniel Brewer that the folks in Las Vegas are cheering and clapping right now.
Oh, wow. That's great. Speaking of the folks in Las Vegas, I need to say that Ricky from the Foul Monkeys actually had approached me about being on his live show, but the timing just wasn't going to work out. And he wanted me to send an audio file, and I never get my ass together to do that. So when you said that you were going to be at 5 o'clock, I knew I would be home from the boyfriend's house from the weekend, and I could join you. So here I am.
Yes, and what a nice way to wrap up these non-Vegas shows, I think.
I think so, too. Yes, that's true.
So have you been able to catch any of the festivities this year?
Just a little bit. I was listening live on Friday night while dinner was being made, and I joined the chat room, and I was listening a little bit. But since then, I really haven't had a chance. We've been very busy this weekend, so... up until now, no.
Well, I'm glad that we've rectified that now.
Well, actually, and I do have a question about that. Is each show going to be put out on the Pride 48 feed?
I don't know about on the Pride 48 feed. Daniel had talked before about making our recordings available for people to download rather than sending out a DVD. I haven't had a chance to talk with him since to see if that's still the plan or if there's going to be a change. But we'll certainly be letting people know that. I know that most people are going to be releasing their shows through their normal feeds. And some of them have already started, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, good, because I didn't get to hear so many of the shows that I normally listen to, so hopefully I'll get to hear their live shows.
Yes, well, even some of the non-Vegas ones I couldn't hear because they were, well, like Shanty No Lemon was at noon yesterday, and that was like 4 a.m. my time. I wasn't going to get up to listen to a podcast at 4 a.m.
No, I guess not. And then there was something about Scotty. I think he put his out, but did he do some marathon or something on Friday night?
We had a podcast who wasn't able to join us. And after about a half an hour, I jumped on the stream just to pretty much let people know what was going on. And Scotty started 15 minutes early and then ran about a half an hour over his normal time because there was nobody after him.
Right.
And so he was about an hour and 45 or something like that, I think.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, and that was good because he wasn't able to do his own show last year for a variety of reasons. He was a guest on mine. So I was especially pleased that he was able to do his own show this year.
Yeah.
But
well, that's good. It looks like the chat room is all happy that I'm here.
Yes. There seems to be much, much happiness around. I should actually say that in the chat room is, let me get my reading glasses. Oh, the ravages of age.
Hey, I wear my reading glasses on a little rope around my neck now.
Now that is all. Next thing you know, you're going to be wearing Old Spice cologne.
No. No chance of that.
Well, joining us in the chat room is Bobo, Brother Sinatus, Breezy Girl, Dan from Flat 29, Pooh Bear, Pride 48 Studio, Romo, Smoke, Steve in the UK, okay, Tara, The Freak Geek, The JT, Timmy Sims, Toppy Smelly, yourself, of course, used to be Had M, and Valoroso. And I think somebody just joined when I was reading down or left. Oh, Game Night Guys, I think, just entered as well. Yes.
Well, it's nice to be missed. I actually have missed podcasting a lot, so.
Yes, well, obviously, all of us listeners have missed you as well, because before I ever started podcasting, as I was saying before I rang you, I was a listener of yours, too, and I'm still a listener of podcasts, and so I know that I've enjoyed hearing all of these people through this weekend, and next year I'm planning on joining them in wherever it is they are.
Oh. So I wonder where it will be.
Well, I don't know. Last I heard, they were looking at Las Vegas, but I think they're supposed to sort that out, the folks who are in Las Vegas, because that's where most of the folks are.
Yeah.
But I imagine there'll be something said about that on the wrap-up show.
Yeah, which I will be listening to.
Yes, well, I'll be there. So. something was a secret, but I don't know what was a secret. Daniel was telling me.
I don't know what the secret is.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know what he's referring to because I haven't revealed any secrets. I hinted broadly enough who was going to be my guest, but
well, and people right before you came on were starting to guess. So.
Yes. Well, I thought I should give enough of a hint that people would know so that they could join me. And then the one or two people who don't know who you are would be able to at least be intrigued enough, perhaps, to stop by.
True. I'm from the old time.
The old days? Yes, we refer to him as the Podfather.
Not anymore. But
So what have you been up to since you've left the podosphere?
Not very much at all. Just the same. It would be funny if I were to do a show, it would be the same shit that I was doing before. You know, working, hanging out, drinking wine.
Going to wineries.
You know, going to wineries. Just same old shit, just a different day. Oops, can you cuss on your show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, this is internet radio, so people can say whatever they want, and my own show is tagged explicit.
Okay.
So,
Well, I will say that in this year and a couple months, however long it's been, I've continued to listen to podcasts. I still listen to many of the old favorites and a couple new ones, but some of the people who were on Pride 48 weekend this weekend, I have never heard of before. So I might have to check out their shows. But in this year and a half, I've put out maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 little tiny 3-minute little audio files, I call them. So that's kind of like my little toe being still in podcasting. But I've missed the regularity of podcasting.
Yeah.
I definitely have missed like the group shows that we used to have, because I thought those were really fun. Even though I'm not on the air, so to speak, I still listen to podcasts and still keep up with the people that I have grown to enjoy over the years.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and most of us, well, I shouldn't say most, because I don't know how many do, but many of us have been listening to those little things and seeing your photos and stuff.
Right.
I think one of the most ironic things about your years doing the show, and you talk about wine is what made me think of it, is that I heard about a New Zealand wine through you and the boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
The Alan Scott Winery.
Yes.
Which I hadn't heard of before, and I'm still buying, well, when it's on special.
True. That's a really nice wine, too.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm just checking the chat room to see if the... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and all the wine stuff that I've been doing through the year, too, has actually been really successful. So that's continuing to go.
Well, that's good.
And I think it was Scotty wanted to know if I was drinking a cask of wine or a bag of wine. No, I'm not drinking wine right now. I had enough over the weekend. I did taste a really nice Italian Petit Verdot yesterday.
Yeah.
That was very nice. I couldn't tell you the label, though.
Why is it in good. Italian?
Yes, and I couldn't read the label, but it was very good.
I'm just sending a message to Dana, so you have to excuse me. 1 second here. Okay. B is drinking some Barefoot Moscato. I don't know what Barefoot Moscato is.
Well, Moscato is a little bit sweet, slightly on the sweet side.
Okay.
But now, in terms of your podcasting, whatever happened to your group shows? Because, you know, I love those.
Well, quite frankly, it was difficult for me to always have guests. And there was also a period there where I couldn't commit to a particular day because I had a lot of things going on that called me away, different parts of the city and stuff. And I couldn't count on being at my desk at the show time, the appointed hour. And so I just thought, this isn't going to work. And so I stopped doing it. But I've been thinking about reviving it again. How many times have I started this?
Yes, this is true.
But I wanted to bounce some ideas off of Daniel at some stage, because he's been my foil in a lot of these endeavors, and I'm actually looking to add him to the conversation, because then we can connect to Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there he is. I'm not quite used to this new newfangled Skype machine thing.
Yes, I would not be able to tell you how to do it, because I download the newest software and I couldn't even tell you how to work it. I have no clue.
Hello?
Well, hello, Daniel.
Archer?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Archer.
Yay! Hello, Las Vegas.
We are high atop the abandoned lounge, high atop the Luxor Casino Resort. You think we're kidding, but it's not. It's an abandoned lounge high atop the Luxor Casino.
You mean they don't use it anymore, or no one's there?
Right. No, well, both. No, the fun game this week has been to ask any employee here where the Platinum Lounge is. I've never heard of that. I don't know where that is. But we are on the event schedule, aren't we, downstairs? If you look at the marquee, the little event marquee, it says Pride 48 and the Platinum Lounge.
Very good.
So it's been great. It's been great here. So, but it's not as great as hearing Archer on Pride 48. How awesome is that?
So. That's very cool. I wish I could be there.
If anybody has any questions for Archer, you can use that microphone in the middle. Please don't use the crowd mics. So, oh my God, Nessa is approaching.
Hey.
Hi, Nessa.
I went to go turn it on like it was mine at home. I don't have a question, but I just wanted to say hello to Archer.
Hi, Nessa. Hey, Nessa, I listen to you all the time.
I love you and I miss you in my ears.
Archer, you won't get this because you haven't heard my show yet, but a beautiful woman blushes and talks into a microphone. Photos for the blind.
That's all I wanted to say. Hi, Arthur.
Hi.
It's good to hear
also
your voice.
Here, here in the studio at the moment is Stephen from Wisconsin, Dr. Stone, Christina, right? Christina and Nessa and
Christian
and Dells and Matt from Spanking the Earth.
Wow. Quite
Hi,
a group.
Everybody.
Hi.
tell
it's just
Wes
a gratuitous crowd signal.
Right. Now, you don't tell me to tell Wes. He can hear you. Just say what did you want to tell Dr. Stone? Did you have a question for Dr. Stone?
Well, I just wanted to comment. I've been looking at the pictures on the whatever site that is that you guys are posting pictures, and Wes nice. Stone, no offense to anybody else, but he's got to be the hottest podcaster out there.
Thanks, Archer. I wanted to ask you a question though.
Okay.
How's the snowstorm? Are you holding up okay? Do we need to send supplies?
You probably should, because I'm almost out of spam.
Can we put a pot of soup over to you maybe?
Yes, that would be good. Yeah, because we've got like 6 inches of snow on the ground and I can't go anywhere.
Yeah, we could sneak some soup out of that buffet downstairs.
I bet. No, but when you guys post pictures, you need to post the names of who these people are, because I don't know who these people are.
It's difficult with that group posting thing because you can only caption a photo if you do it individually, but you could also just email a big group of photos to it and then it doesn't put a caption on it. And so that's what a lot of people – honestly, when people get back to their homes and have better internet connections, they will probably upload a lot more photos, because that's really kind of our holdup. Yeah.
All right. Well, I will check back then.
Perhaps next year we can have somebody curate the photos.
Right. Well, that we had someone offer this year. It was just so last minute that I thought this other thing might work. But the thing that was a secret that I was telling you was a secret was you swore me to secrecy that you would be coming to the United States next year.
And I did, but then it was mentioned on the opening show, if you recall.
I have no memory of the opening show.
I wonder why that would be.
Does that mean the closing show is going to be even better?
Oh, the closing show is going to be great.
You better start drinking now, then.
I can't. I got to work this board for everyone. I can't be drunk. And I have to do Wow Call It Up at 4 o'clock. Right? Yes. 5 o'clock. 4 o'clock. 5 o'clock.
4
o'clock.
4 o'clock Pacific time.
Right. Yes. You know, we are the penultimate show. I learned that word through podcasting.
I would
I would like to say that a man with a psychology degree just learned the word penultimate.
I know.
Joke, Dr. Stone. How dare you? Now I feel like I'm taking over your show, Arthur. I'm sorry.
No, that's quite all right. No, the whole point of this whole thing is to have fun.
Right. And as far as your special guests go, can I just say I have admired your special guest like since the day that he came into this world. and I'm just waiting to still get that autograph photo from Jake. That Jake is your special guest, right? Because he was the first one that spoke.
That was actually Sunny. It wouldn't be my podcast if she didn't bark at some stage.
That is true.
Yeah, Arthur, so, if you missed the shows, what has happened so far is when our shows stop tonight, it picks up replaying the shows that have already streamed out. So everything from Friday and Saturday is being repeated on the stream when we're not connected. So if you just stay connected to Pride 48 after the wrap-up show tonight, you will start hearing all the shows that you missed.
Okay, that's cool to know.
In the order that they were played.
Which is a good reason not to do an after show as well.
Oh, there will be no fucking after show.
For the safety of all concerned.
So everything's run smoothly in terms of connecting and keeping the internet connection and all that?
We've had 3 or 4 hiccups, but they've been 30-second hiccups. So we dropped the stream for about 30 seconds and then reconnected. Because it's a hotel internet, it does that thing where if you've ever been to a hotel and you hook up your computer, you have to go to the browser and welcome to the Luxor. Click here to agree to our thing, right? Well, yes. That resets itself every 12 hours, so the streaming server will suddenly go like, I can't see the internet anymore. And you have to launch a browser and say, I agree, and then and then go back. So it's really just stupid things like that that will get ironed out next year. So we've already had several of the Luxor staff or manager type people like hand us cards and say, you know, next year call us directly. We will make this much smoother and better. So next year will be even better.
Yay!
Yes, of course it will, because I'll be there.
Exactly.
Now, are you going to do it the same dates in September again, or are you going to go back to summertime?
Oh, we're going to do it when Mr. Shank is in the United States. I think that's a good enough reason to move the date so that it can coincide with Arthur's trip. Yeah, you really don't want to be in the desert in the summer.
That's true. Not in the summertime. That's true.
Yeah.
It's a bit hot out there.
Yeah, well, the best time for me, unfortunately, is January, and I'm not going to the U.S. in the wintertime.
Although it probably would be okay in Vegas.
Well, it probably would, too. But I have to go
to Chicago.
Of course,
I'm sure you're going to be here for like multiple weeks and you have other important things to do while you're here.
Yes, a crowded social calendar.
So, no, we'll figure out the date.
Yeah, no, we'll sort it.
We picked this date. It was funny that we picked this date because Arthur thought he might be coming this year, and that was also super secret, and that kind of fell apart at the last minute. And the reason it ended up on this weekend was because last weekend was 9/11, and people were like, I don't want to fly on 9/11. So we
in that particular Fatty, voice too.
And Fatty had a horror event, and he didn't want me to move it just because of him, but I was just like, Fatty, you're like half of Pride 48, so it wouldn't be Pride 48 without you. So that's how we ended up here. They'd scheduled Las Vegas Pride after we had picked our dates. I just want to make that clear. We didn't schedule to be here for Pride. They copied us.
Breaking news, Sadir is on his way up to the lounge to talk to Archer.
Sadir has arrived in the lounge.
Hello, Archer.
Hi, Sadir69. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. I saw that picture of you laying in your bed with that pillow in between your legs.
That wasn't a pillow. I just turned down a guy on Grindr to get up here and say hi.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure you can get him back.
Yeah, he's down over at the MGM, I think. I don't know. But I just wanted to come up and say hi. It's so good to hear you. I'm rooming with Q Sledge, Larry, and his computer is in the room just streaming. And I'm there on Grindr, came out and went, oh my god, it's Archer. And I'm like, oh, and then I'm just so glad to have you with us today.
Aw, thank you.
Let everyone know it's your fault that I'm a podcaster.
It's my fault?
Yeah, because you said, hey, do these group shows with me, and then it's all been fucked since then.
That's true.
Yeah, Archer's got a lot of splaining to do.
Actually, you know what? Arthur and Archer, I think, if you think about it, if Archer wasn't on this show, on your show, Arthur, god damn it, this would have been the first Pride 48 he would have missed, because you were on both prior years.
Yes.
Was I last year? Did I do something last year?
Yes. We did not put it on the DVD because of the issues surrounding it.
Yes, okay.
But yes, you did. You did absolutely do a couple hours last year.
Okay, I couldn't
remember. You and Fatty and Michael Cantaloupe. Dr. Stone has a question.
Is it true, a podcaster formerly known as Archer, that you still hold the longest broadcasting on Pride 48? Is that true? Does that honor still live you?
You still hold that record?
Actually, I don't think that is true. I think Tom the Rainbow Redhead did 12 hours. I did like 11 hours and 45 minutes, and I think he did 12 hours.
Could we coax you out of retirement to challenge his...
Yeah, yeah.
Not tonight. I have to work tomorrow.
Well, not tonight. We're going to be out at the casino tonight.
Not anytime soon.
Broadcasting shit. We're going to go hit the grab stables.
Well, it certainly sounds like everyone in Las Vegas has been having a good time.
Yeah.
Very much so.
It has been awesome. The Luxor's been great to us. The one-bedroom suite downstairs, which we're using, you know, for the alcohol and the food and for socializing and stuff, that's been great. The studio, other than the first night, the air conditioning wasn't quite working, and we had, I think, 40 people in here to watch the kickoff show, and it was a sauna in
it
here.
It was
very hot. And poor Donna Sugars. In full drag.
Was her makeup running?
Yes, yes. And Fatty was in a tux, and it was very hot in here. But that got sorted, I think, yesterday. It's actually quite nice in here right now. And then all we really have left is, you know, the afternoon block today It's been great. It's been a great, a lot of fun here. I think people have been joining Fatty for the buffet every morning. Is that the 8:30? I don't do that because I have to come up here and set up equipment.
Yes.
Well, somebody.
Now,
I don't go to the buffet.
Is anybody keeping track of how much sex Adam is having?
You know what?
You're speechless.
No, I can't say this because it sounds like pandering, and it sounds like I'm fishing for a compliment. But Adam Burns has not left this hotel a single moment. I mean, he's got his own room.
He doesn't need to.
No, Archer, what I'm trying to say is his entire vacation has been spent working on audio stuff and running people's shows and just, you know, every spare moment he's doing. So he hasn't had a lot of time to be sleeping with people, but I'm sure he's managed.
Well, apart from the English guy.
Squeeze in, right. But I'm just saying. He has really been doing a lot of work here, and so I don't know how we would have done this without Adam.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. And I'm sure we'll hear all about his sexcapades on the next Dubious Intent Plus.
Yeah, on the next DI Plus, we will make it all about Adam's sexcapades.
And if you had a simpler phone number, I might call in.
Yeah. Aww. What's wrong with the 2x2 DI Plus?
I can never figure that out. Got kind of quiet in Vegas there.
Yeah, I was trying to strain to hear.
Oh, can you not hear us?
All of a sudden it got really quiet.
Oh, that's because nobody knows what to say.
Oh.
It's your show, Arthur.
Is it?
Entertain us, damn it.
I know, and Arthur, if you had other things you want to talk about, you don't have to keep me on here.
No. I made very clear I had no idea what I was going to do today. All this other organizing of things, and it never occurred to me that I probably should come up with something for my own show.
You have no politics to discuss or, you know, whatever?
Well, that's a bit of a touchy subject.
politics are a touchy subject.
Additional folks have come in here, so if you start talking about politics, Arthur, you're just going to piss them off.
I know.
So don't say just whatever. Just say it's great.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Are there lots of different political minds there in the lounge in Las Vegas?
I would think so.
There's the drunk political minds, and then there's the horny political minds. Yeah, they have a big contingent here.
I don't really care about politics. Political
right there, you go. Yeah, they have the ignorant party. And there was a big fight at the MGM. I suspect there might have been a few Republicans.
Oh,
right. Yes.
Was there a sex scandal?
No, it was just a boxing match. Two men fighting with each other. Okay.
I was trying to hear what was going on in the background.
Oh, you'll never understand that. But if they want to say something to you, they'll walk up to the mic.
Yeah.
You know what it is, Arthur? You're just too polite. You're always just like letting other people finish their sentence and stuff. Just get in there. Get in there.
I'm not called the Switzerland of gay podcasting for nothing, you know.
There you go.
I thought that's just because you carried a knife.
Shh. Don't let my secret out of the bag. In the chat room, Toppy Smelly asked, Arthur, please ask Archer what he has been keeping busy with since leaving the podcasting interwebs. And I think some of that you've talked about already.
Yeah, pretty much the same stuff. Drinking a lot of wine as usual and keeping up with podcasts. And that's about it. Just not podcasting myself.
Yeah. So is there any possibility we might be able to entice you back on a more permanent basis?
Well, as I was discussing with you earlier, Arthur, if you ever brought back your group shows, I would certainly try to join every once in a while because I love those group shows.
Well, now, if that isn't an incentive to revive them, I don't know what is.
Well, I'm not saying I would commit to every single one, but I would certainly be a guest at some point, you know.
You see, my secret plan was to get you to be there as a guest, and then I would just casually disappear, and then you'd have to take over.
Yeah. Didn't we go through that at one point?
Yeah.
What you do, Arthur, is you do it on Google Plus as a Google Hangout.
Oh, Lord.
Because that way you can just start it, and then as soon as Archer connects, you can just drop out because no one owns those groups, so the group will stay active after you drop out. So there you go. That's my secret plan.
No, who said, oh, Lord, in the background?
I believe that was Seder 69, who was expressing his disapproval of Google Plus.
Well, I have not been using that very much lately at all.
Google Plus. You're just a whore for it.
Oh, okay.
Yes, this is true.
I'm a Google whore, apparently.
Yes, this is also true. But somebody has to be.
It hasn't replaced Facebook and Twitter yet, Daniel. I hate to tell you.
No.
You know what? It has for me, so that's all that matters to me. I just happen to like it. I don't actually make any money off people using it or anything.
I know.
Yeah, I've actually been using Facebook a little more lately, oddly enough.
That is odd.
Yeah, because I hate Facebook.
Did you set up a big Pride 48 Facebook page or something?
No, I didn't even think of that. See, I don't use Facebook, so these things just don't occur to me.
Yeah, I don't either. We don't want one.
Nah.
Nah.
Too late now. Right, maybe next year.
What do you mean too late now? Are we shutting down? Wait, what did I hear? Are we not doing this event next year? Hey.
No, I meant too late for this year.
Oh, I see. I'll calm down.
Yes, we do. Yes. In about half an hour, we will be returning to Las Vegas for the last four of the live shows. Well, actually, last four shows, for that matter, for Pride 48 2011. We have Greetings from Nowhere, Live It Up / Walcohol, which, what did you call it? Living Up with Alcohol or something?
Walcohol It Up, I think, is what we're going with.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right.
Ding De Bell and the wrap-up show.
Correct.
And Greetings from Nowhere, tell me a little bit about that show. I have no idea what it is.
Well, you know what? You could just listen in another 30 minutes.
I might be eating
Christina
dinner.
They're pushing Christina up to the microphone. You don't have to tap it.
I'm a baby podcaster. I'm new to this. Hello.
Hello.
I'm excited to be talking to you. Hello.
Oh, she's all blushing and everything. She's overtaken with your celebrity, Archer.
I've been listening to you. Well, I've been listening to Amaranth for forever, and
right. That's because he's really old.
Hey,
Arthur, you were one of the very first podcasts that I started downloading, and I loved it. And I had been listening to Archer too before he wasn't with us anymore. And I'm so nervous right now.
But
I do a show called Greetings from Nowhere with my best friend Nicole, and we're not nearly as interesting as most of the shows you've heard this weekend.
I like it.
But everyone's very kind to us, so.
And are you
it's
lesbian?
Too straight. No, we're not lesbians. It's two straight old ladies talking about life.
And cats.
And cats.
And cats.
Okay, I'm an old lady, but Nicole is offended that I've just used the word old in description of lady.
I have a feeling that both Arthur and I are older than you.
I'm old? You're old?
You're not old. I'm old. You're not old. But we're
math is hard.
But anyways, I'm going to go now because you have a show to do. But thank you so much because I totally geeked out when you said the name of our show.
Okay.
Isn't that will be coming up at the end of this show? That will be the next show on Pride 48.
And just technical note, Archer and Arthur, we need to drop away from you at least 10 minutes before that.
So yep. No worries.
Okay. I can't hear that.
No, he keeps getting quiet.
Either way, it was nice connecting with people in Las Vegas. That was fun.
What? Did you lose us?
Yeah,
couldn't
just
hear
really
you there.
Quiet.
It seems like when it gets really loud in Vegas, the volume goes down automatically or something.
Scotty the Aussie Battler is saying, "Speak into the mic, Daniel."
I am speaking into the microphone. I was just saying that we need to drop out at about 10 minutes till.
Yes.
Here to reset the studio. But no, as long as you can hear us, you can keep us. That's fine. I'll turn around now and fiddle with Skype and see if I can turn off the auto adjust.
I had a question for you, Daniel, about your show, Welcohol. Is that going
to
be
one of my 17? Which one of my 17 shows would you like to ask a question about?
The one that comes up at 7
o'clock. Does the caller have a question? Can you get to the point, please?
Well, my point is your show tonight at 7 p.m., is that going to be about the game that you play, or are you going to be talking about other things?
Just like last year, Welcohol will not be about World of Warcraft during the Pride 48 show. For the courtesy of those people who don't speak Mexican, we will talk about other stuff.
Good, because I was just trying to figure out what I could keep listening to and what I should turn off.
By the way, Tim in Alaska, say hello to Archer. You can use that microphone right there. Tim in Alaska is here, Archer.
Archer, my love.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
How are you?
He's walking away. Oh. He's got to go play. I taught him how to play Let It Ride last night. I think he's going back down there to do that right now.
I'm scared of mics. So I'm going to go sit down. Lovely
okay,
talking
well,
to you.
Well, hello, and nice talking to you, too.
Bye-bye.
They just turned on the mic, I think.
What is that?
Are we too loud for you now?
Well, for a minute there, it sounded like we were in the middle of an airport.
No, I was just turning off the auto adjust and setting a hot level for Skype. Is it too much? Are you okay?
It's a wee bit much.
Yeah, it's a wee bit much.
Yes. I'll put. You're in the sub channel. How about now?
That's better.
Okay.
I think it is anyway.
Okay, good.
It's too bad he can't hear himself because the audio Nazi would determine this.
Yes, you're right.
Move the show forward.
But Daniel is such an easy target. Scotty keeps telling me to mute you.
Oh, I can mute myself.
Shove it.
He is joking, of course.
Me too.
It's that Australian humor. By the way, Scotty, if you want to know who it was that yelled that out,
You can take bribes.
I was going to say Big Fatty, but I can't repeat your answer to that without getting into – I know it was, but I would get into more trouble. So.
And that's not easy for you to do.
Oh, it's too
– That was sarcasm. Oh my God, it's a free for all now.
I don't know what's going on.
There's jokes going on back there that you just said that are not fit for broadcast. Jokes made in Vegas, stay in Vegas, all right?
Did somebody say, dude, you're leaking?
No, but they should have.
Why would they say that?
That's a joke from my old show from years ago.
You used to do a show? What was it called? What was it about?
Nothing.
Was that the one with the two old guys that talked about the weather?
Pretty much, yeah.
Good, right.
Yeah.
Weather and politics and pop culture.
Yeah, I remember your show. You know, my favorite was season 9 when you went into the all world words with friends all the time phase.
Oh, yeah.
I'll behave.
Okay.
I have a question for Archer.
Okay.
Archer, how big is your penis and are you a top or a bottom?
Mr. Brown.
What?
That's a new thing, you know, with the kids, with the pink and the brown. I don't know. I don't get it. I'm too old.
Oh, that's from Foul Monkeys at your nipples, so they're pink or brown.
Yeah, so answer the question, Archer.
6, versatile, and pink.
That's still legendary.
Arthur's probably thinking this has nothing to do with my show.
Yeah, well, shows usually aren't anything to do with my show either, so.
This is riveting.
It's not my show. It's theirs. I'm
Yeah.
Yeah, we're waiting for you to say something, and apparently you're waiting for us to say something. Well, so it's somebody kind of like international staring contest with 40 people listening and watching on a damn stream.
Well, I keep hearing somebody say something, and I'm thinking, oh, what are they saying? What are they saying?
Well, that's just crowd mumble. They do that all the time. They're great. They're great. Yeah. Exactly. It's just crowd noise. It gives a certain ambiance to the show.
It does. Of sorts.
I'm in a crowded bathroom.
Quit trying to listen to us. Just talk.
I was just going to say it's 20 minutes till, so it's time for me to get rid of you, isn't it?
Close enough. All right. What we're going to do here, just so that we can, you know, whatever. Arthur, thank you so much for bringing back Archer. Archer, thank you so much for, you know, showing up on Pride 48 this year.
Thank you very much.
But what we're here in the chat room going to do, don't you do it almost, just stay right there. What we're going to do here in the chat room is all together, bye.
That was great.
Thank you, everyone. Oh,
that's funny. That's very funny.
Pardon me one second.
It must be wild to have an audience there.
Yeah,
I don't know how I would do it with an audience.
Well, I've never.
That sounded dirty.
Oh, like it's something new.
True. This is true.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing actually, because I mean, some of the shows from Vegas that I heard, you could tell that some of the folks are a bit nervous about, I don't know if performing is the right word, doing the podcasts in front of a live audience. And then I thought about it, and I thought, oh, geez, I've never done one before. But then I was thinking, back during the very first Pride 48, I remember that I was nervous as hell about doing a live show. And I was thinking, oh, my God, I'm so nervous.
I was going to say the same thing. I remember that, yeah. Too. The very first year, I was like, I remember, like, sweating bullets and being all jittery and nervous as hell.
Yeah. But we got through it and got used to doing live shows after that, so maybe it's not so very different. I don't know. I suppose I'll find out.
Yeah, next year you will.
Mm. Although, it got to be better, more entertaining next year.
Well, I'm not going until I lose 200 pounds.
Yeah, I thought I might go in for liposuction or something.
Well, no, I shouldn't say 200 because then I'd only weigh like 16 pounds. until I lose like 30 pounds.
Oh, that's really helpful. Scotty says, next year we'll all be staring at you, Arthur. At that little desk in front of the room.
With the big mirror behind you.
With the big mirror behind, so you can get a view from all angles.
There you go.
That makes it sound so attractive to go there. Although, actually, to be able to watch some of the others, now that could be interesting.
I know. I was listening to that opening, the skit or whatever, the first opening hour. I thought that would have been cool to be in, to be there and see those people reading all their parts and stuff. That would be cool.
Hmm. Yeah, when I saw the photos on the Pride 48 site, you know, the thingy, what's it called? See the sites or whatever that you click on to get there?
Yeah.
I was interested to see how they'd done it because I couldn't see what they were doing in Las Vegas. And so I didn't know how they were doing it. Just looked like one of those newfangled radio shows.
Yeah.
One of those radio dramas.
Well, you know, talking about podcasting in general, does podcasting still have the, I don't know, the allure that it had at one point, or are you cooled off on it, or what are you still feeling about podcasting?
Well, every year I go through a period where I want to quit, but I never have. But right. What I did do about a year or two ago, I think it was about the time that I dropped the live shows, actually, so it would have been last year sometime, I just realized that if I didn't obsess so much about keeping to a recorded schedule and just did it when I could, when I had the time, then I could keep doing it. But if I was going to try to stick to the Tuesday, Friday schedule I used to have, that I wouldn't be able to continue. So that's what I did. And now I sometimes go 2 weeks or so without an episode, but I try to do at least once a week.
Do you think other people feel the same way you do?
Probably. I've heard some podcasters say that they think that it's over, the medium, and I don't think that's true at all.
Well, that was going to be my next question, because I actually begin to feel that way, that podcasting as a medium for the entire world, I think, has really lost its appeal. And it's more of a niche thing that only certain people will listen to.
Well, that's probably true. I think one of the things that changed about the time that you stopped, we were seeing this influx of commercial podcasts and
yes.
things from media companies. And that started to kind of change the whole dynamic, because those of us who are not in the commercial realm sort of got kind of pushed to the side. And like on iTunes, for instance, in the personal journals category, most of the podcasts listed there were from big organizations. What's that called? This not. Oh, I want to say this is the Life. That's not it.
You mean like NPR's This yeah. American Life?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and things like that. And to my way of thinking, they are not personal journals as you and I would understand that term, or that category, or whatever. Although there's not necessarily a better one, and I think we might have talked about this back in the day. I can't remember, but I always felt that there should be a separation between the commercial and the non-commercial, so that those of us in the non-commercial realm can, well, for one thing, can be found more easily, but also so that it's not seen as we're not as good as commercial. Because quite frankly, a lot of the podcasts that are part of the Pride 48 family, and Big Fatty hates that term, are better than many of the commercial ones, I think. They're certainly more entertaining.
Yeah, but then how do you define commercial versus whatever, consumer or whatever? Because then is it all based on those that are making money versus those that are just doing it for fun? I mean, how do you define that?
Well, there is that, because some of the ones done by just ordinary people make money one way or another, you know, through donations or whatever. In my mind, the difference is when I say commercial, I really mean that's put out by an organization that has, you know, proper recording studios that are fully dedicated to recording all the time, and they have engineers and producers and all the other stuff to run all the stuff for you, as opposed to most of us who just have maybe a mixer and a computer and a spare room or something where we record.
Right.
And we're a bit more low tech.
Yeah, that's probably a better way to see it, yeah.
But I don't know. And the potential of the medium, I think, is still huge, because it's a way to get stories out and to get, well, entertainment as well, that are unfiltered by the mainstream media companies, because most of the media in the world is run by a handful of corporations. And these podcasts are the only truly independent voices that are out there in audio media, as far as I can see.
Yes, I agree with that. But then how do you grow your personal audience when you don't have the big commercial people behind you? I mean, if you, when I look at podcasting today, like as in this week or whatever, I think the people who listen to podcasts are the people who make podcasts. I don't think there's, well, I shouldn't say that, not strictly, but I think it's such a small niche audience that it's hard to build a bigger audience. Yes. You know, when I first started, there were like six of us podcasting, and then everybody who was a podcast listener was listening to all of us. Whereas I don't think that's the case these days. People pick and choose.
Well, there are too many to listen to all of them nowadays.
But do you think that there's more podcasts being added every day in terms of like at the whatever consumer level, non-commercial level?
Well, it seems to come in waves. I know that for folks associated with Pride 48 or people who I know through Twitter or what have you, it seems like there's always new podcasts coming along. Certainly every few months or a few weeks or whatever. So there, and then some drop out, you know, some just stop producing podcasts. So I think it's kind of a constant refreshing. A lot of the people who were part of this Pride 48 event this year weren't there in the very first year or were there in a different way or here in a different way or what have you. I'm just trying to pull up the schedule so I can have a quick look.
Steve in the UK makes a good point. He said, there are lots of listeners, but not all of them speak up. And I have to agree with that. Because I listen to a lot of podcasts, but I don't comment or call or anything anymore.
Well, neither do I. And I am
but
am
you, but you're a current podcaster, though.
Yeah.
You could use your podcast to mention or to whatever, you know, comment on other podcasts.
Yeah, and I have done that, too. As a matter of fact, my most recent episode, I was responding to something that Auntie Vera Charles had said in Vera Speaks.
Yes, I heard that.
And I let him know in advance I was doing that so, because I didn't want it to come across as I was picking on him because I wasn't. I just thought he raised issues that particularly expats should be aware of, but also because I was mentioned by name, I thought, well, I should respond in some way.
Right.
So that's what I did. And I rarely do that, but I have done that, and I know other people do that. They'll respond to something that a podcaster says on their show, on their own show. If that, I think that makes sense.
Right. But. What about, I just lost my train of thought. Forget it.
Well, Brother Sineda says, us listeners need to let the podcasters know that they are appreciated. And that's true, Brother Sineda. It's very true. But don't underestimate the, what's the word I'm looking for? The level of support or whatever that comes just from people who show up in chat rooms at an event like this or who maybe tweet something or something like that. That is every bit as valid as calling a listener line or sending an email or leaving a comment on somebody's site. Just to know that there are people out there makes a huge difference and sort of makes it worthwhile.
Yes, I know when I was podcasting, any kind of feedback was good. But, you know, whether it was bad feedback, it was still
something.
letting me know that they were out there. Do people still look at their numbers like we did at one time? Remember, there was a time there when everybody was comparing their numbers and stuff. I don't hear that as much anymore.
No, every once in a while somebody will mention their numbers. And it's funny because, I suppose now I'm one of the old timers, but I hear one of the newer podcasts talk about their numbers, and I cringe a little bit because back in our day, nobody talked literally about their numbers. Nobody said, oh, I've got 500 listeners or whatever, because I don't know why. It was almost like talking about how much money you make. It was just one of those subjects we weren't allowed to talk about.
True. I do remember maybe once or twice mentioning a specific show that got downloaded, 1,100 times or whatever, and I would wonder why that particular show got downloaded so much. Because I never had a consistent audience more than like 200 listeners, but every once in a while I would have these outrageous numbers, get downloaded for individual shows. And I would always wonder about that, but I never talked specifically about numbers.
No, we're just not supposed to for some reason. I don't know.
Right.
I can say my most downloaded episode ever was a video podcast, actually. It wasn't one of my audio ones.
Hmm.
But that's the last time I looked. That would have been months ago, probably. Because it doesn't really matter to me how many are. I enjoy the fact that I get to interact with a whole number of different people. People who listen to my show and listen to several shows, and we can all have this little community together. Other podcasters, the whole community thing of it is what matters most to me. Although, I have something a little unusual from other podcasters in that because I'm a expat, I get emails and comments from people who either are or want to be expats as well. They're looking at moving overseas, generally from the U.S., but not exclusively.
And so information gathering.
Yeah,
more.
Yeah. And so because I have the informational aspect to my normal podcast, I can interact with people on that level too. And that's really interesting for me because I'm interacting with these people from all over the world, all sorts of walks of life who get some value from the expat stuff that I talk about. And that makes me feel really good, to be honest.
Absolutely. Now, Steve in the UK reminds us in the chat room that the titles with dirty words in them or dirty titles get a lot of downloads. I remember testing that, and that is true.
That's true. And I actually titled one episode something about Live Show Gives Big Fatty Material or something because people were saying a lot of things about Big Fatty in that particular live show. And at the time, that was my most downloaded audio episode.
Of course.
It's no longer anymore. So right. When Big Fatty hears this, I don't want him to have too big an ego.
Now let's see. What? How many shows have you done? You've done like 263, okay.
Yeah, of the Amherst podcast, plus the two politicals as well.
Right. I keep thinking about Big Fatty because he's in the 900s now, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking I might have to come back to podcasting just so that he can't beat my number.
Yeah, just pick up the numbering where you left off. That'll be fine.
I think it was 1,183.
Well, actually, I can actually tell you because I've never deleted you.
Okay, or maybe it's 1,083. I don't remember. I thought it was something around 83.
I've got to try to remember what it...
You have all my episodes?
Heck yeah.
Are you serious? You saved them?
Well, not all of them, but from about the time that I started listening. They're no longer in iTunes. I've moved them. But,
right.
Yeah, pretty sure I have them still all archived. Looks like 1,108. No, sorry, 1,109 was the last one.
Does that count the ones that when I changed the name and I did it like another 3 months? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Actually, while I was there, I should look and see. And that was, I just lost. Oh, there it is. October of last year.
Uh-huh.
And the one before that was in September, the end of September of that year. And that particular episode was 1.5 hours long.
Oh, because that was the last one, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And you chatted with celebrities, apparently.
And it was 1,008 or 1,108?
1,109, actually, was the last
1,109,
episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have probably another year before Big Fatty gets to that point.
His most recent one was 947.
Oh, so half a year.
Yeah. Well, he does five a week, so...
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I don't know. Somebody... Math is hard.
It's true. Oh, my gosh, Arthur, I've only given you 5 minutes left.
That's fine, because I really didn't have anything more to add. Just to remind folks that we are now having the final block of shows in this Pride 48 lineup. Following me is Greetings from Nowhere, then Live It Up/Swalcohol or whatever Daniel's calling it, Ding DeBell, and the wrap-up show. And I will be back for the wrap-up show, I think. I think I'm invited. And that's at 9 p.m.
I'm sure you will be.
But, I've gone over the details, and I wanted to also take a moment myself to thank everybody who has participated in Pride 48, whether as a listener, as a podcaster, as someone who's been in Las Vegas, all the people who've worked so hard to make this event a reality, all the people who have made it possible by listening and supporting, all of us who are podcasters love our listeners, and I'm a listener too, so, try to do what I think, try to do what I preach, I mean, and I'm just scanning the chat room to make sure I haven't missed anything that I need to talk about. What else? What else did I want to say? I think that was mostly it. One of the things that hasn't been mentioned, and I'll probably forget later, so I want to mention this again, is that Adam from DI Plus provided technical support for the PC users this year and did a wonderful job. And I want to personally thank Adam for that, because since I'm on a Mac now, I can't give technical support to people who are doing these live shows. And I also wanted to remind people, because I'll probably forget, any podcaster who has done a live show is welcome to use the Pride 48 stream to do a live show. We can add you to the weekly schedule, or you can just do it when you want. And that means you too, Archer. You can come in and do a live show anytime you want to.
Oh, that's sweet. I'll have to think about that. I don't think I have the software anymore.
Well, you probably still have a valid license.
Oh, probably so, yeah.
Yeah, although there is a free one available as well, but that's a whole topic in itself.
I'll right, but and since you're show. Since you're on a Mac, though, if I ever decide to do that, you could help me out.
Absolutely. Yes, I am. I've taken on the role of being the Mac tech help person. So if somebody does want to join, they are more than happy to do that. We're about 2 minutes from the top of the hour, according to my little clock, unless it's not accurate because I didn't sync it this morning just to make sure. But I'm pretty sure that's right. I'm going to drop it about a minute ahead of time so that if there's any issues connecting, they'll be able to sort them out.
Now, were there any plans to have Nigel join you at all, and did I ruin that?
No, because it's Monday morning here in New Zealand.
Oh, and he's at work.
Yeah, he's at work. And that was the downside of having my show on a Monday, obviously, because he couldn't be here to join me. But right. I will be actually with him on his Third Colony show on farpointradio.com. I mean, I plug Pride 48 on Farpoint, so I don't see why I shouldn't plug Farpoint here, right?
Yeah, why not?
Well, Archer, thank you very much for joining me for this and for gracing us all with your presence.
Well, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to be part of Pride 48 weekend for the third year in a row.
Indeed. Okay, we are going to throw it back to Las Vegas now. And Archer, if you hang on the line for a second, I'm just going to release the Skype call. And I am back by myself. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And have a great Pride 48, the rest of Pride 48. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
You can leave a comment on this or any other episode of the Airman's Podcast at airmanspodcast.com. You can send an email to me at Arthur, that's A-R-T-H-U-R, at airmanspodcast.com. Or you can ring my U.S. comment line on 206-666-5172. This podcast is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.